I'll flip some for Peter. These are in case it is. It is 07/24/2025. The creation is for Miss Josefina Arellano. Arellano. Arellano spells A-R-E-L-L-A-N-O. Josefina spells J-O-S-E-F-I-N-A. Date of birth is 07/11/1984. This is a 40-year-old female here with a toe pain period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a week or more. Came in today because of increased pain. Set pain is approximately 7/10 increased with weight bearing and touch. Set pain is located in the lateral surfaces of her great toe. Worse with touch period. Said pain does not radiate. She says she has a history of onychocryptosis and pain is similar period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes for your next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. She has anthology gait. Period. Next paragraph. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status is 96% at room air. Blood pressure is 116/81. Pulse 79. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Gram. Right great toe. Lateral surface of her nail is embedded into the soft tissue. There is migrating erythema. There is tenderness of palpation. There is discharge and pus. There is discharge of pus and localized edema period. Nail is viable. Cap refill less than 2 seconds period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is onychocryptosis. Number two is cellulitis. Number three is great toe pain. Next paragraph. Procedure. Nail excision. Partial and bilateral. Next line. Patient was explained what the procedure entails. We discuss complications to include infection, regrowth. Next paragraph. Correction. Next time, patient express understanding and give verbal permission for me to proceed. Period. Next paragraph. Patient soak in normal saline and betadine for approximately 15 minutes. Her foot was removed, then pat dry with 4x4. Next line. After foot was pat dry with 4x4, it was further cleaned with alcohol and betadine. Next line. Lidocaine without epinephrine, approximately 3 milliliters, was injected to achieve digital block / anesthesia. Next line, after waiting for approximately 15 minutes, patient toe was checked for achievement of anesthesia. This was successful. Next line, with a forceps, patient's nail was secured, then rotated inward, removing a large portion of her nail that's embedded into her soft tissue. Lateral surface of the toenail was cut using a nail cutter. Next line, on the lateral surface of her toe, a similar procedure was performed. Forceps gripped the toenail, then rotated it medially. Correction, rotated laterally. Then further cut with a nail trimmer. Bleeding was controlled with direct pressure. Next line, after bleeding was controlled, the site was baited in triple antibiotics, covered with 4x4, then secured with coband period. Next line, patient tolerated the procedure well. There was no complication. Bleeding was minimal period. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication. 1, Tylenol number 3, 1 POQHS for 5 days, number 5. Next medication, Bactrim, 800/160 mg for 5 milliliters. She was given 1 teaspoon POBID for 10 days. Next medication, Tylenol number 3. 1 POQHS for 5 days, number 5. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She said she has none. End of the patient.